AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Chicago police say five people were arrested during confrontations last night between protesters and backers of Republican Donald Trump. Trump canceled a planned rally at the University of Illinois Chicago because of the scuffles and the demonstrations. Protester Michael Tyner.
The protest was a success. I think Donald Trump got the message beforehand. He paid a lot of money to be here. So it was a success. He got the message. He didn't show up.
Alex Pajillo says someone sprayed him as he was watching a confrontation.
I'm just standing there trying to watch what's going on. All of a sudden, I get something squirted in my eyes, and it's mace.
At least three people are dead in Louisiana after torrential rain touches off flooding there as well as in Mississippi. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says more rain is expected today.
We're expecting another between 1 and 2 inches basically along the lower part of the Mississippi River, northeast Louisiana, parts of western Mississippi. And that will certainly not help the recovery efforts.
Thousands of people are out of their homes in southeastern Louisiana, and Mississippi officials say up to 1,000 more might be forced from their homes in and around Hattiesburg and Petal. Forecasters say flooding is possible from southern Missouri and Illinois all the way to the Gulf Coast. The Obama administration is closer to making a decision on whether to formally declare the Islamic State group atrocities against religious minorities, including Christians, constitute genocide. Secretary of State John Kerry faces a March 17th deadline imposed by Congress to come up with that determination, but administration sources say he's likely to miss that deadline. Iraqi officials say a pair of chemical weapons attacks by the Islamic State group near the city of Kirkuk have killed a 3-year-old girl and wounded 600 other people. This is AP Radio News. One of two convicts who escaped from a prison van in New Mexico has been captured. New Mexico State Police and the U.S. Marshals Service say convicted murderer Joseph Cruz was apprehended after a brief foot chase in Albuquerque. The second inmate serving time for armed robbery and other crimes remains on the run. Cleveland Browns have released troubled quarterback Johnny Manziel. Matt Lodi tells us more.
After two seasons in which he made more headlines off the field than on them, the Browns have finally waived quarterback Johnny Manziel 2 days into the new year of the NFL. Manziel spent 10 weeks in rehab after his first season with the team, and now a year later is the subject of a grand jury investigation in Dallas after he was accused of assaulting his ex-girlfriend. The Browns remain on the hook for his guaranteed base salaries this year and next. Manziel appeared in 14 games with 8 starts for the Browns after being picked in the first round of the 2014 NFL draft. In those games, he threw 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.